are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Today on Love Clinic.
Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Means that every single day, this man must feel blessed for having this woman. Every single day, this man must be rejoicing because she.
I was rejoicing today.
Next on Love Clinic.
So listen, if anybody comes around that is an anointed man, is an anointed woman, that is powerful. That is powerful. Let them follow the word of God. If they can't follow, listen to me. You don't know that the battles you fight in your marriage, major battles you fight in your marriage, is because of premarital sex. You don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't
Okay, guys, thank you for this opportunity. Mm. My question has to go with dating a pastor.
All right. Let me clean my face. Go ahead.
There was a situation when I met a man of God. Then he was like, we should put his pastoral person aside. He's a man. Aside he being a pastor, he's a man. So if I'm putting things like boundaries, certain boundaries, I should first of all put his emotion at heart.
Listen, what she's saying is 200% true. That's what many so-called anointed people use against the ladies. So continue.
So I was like, nah, if you stand in front of a congregation and you preach things to them, you should ask them. So how then do you want us to do something, you go and stand in front of people telling them, don't do this, don't do that? We should set examples. He got angry with me and saying that if I don't like, somebody will be okay with that. So I was like, okay, I'm not ready for the relationship then. So with time, if I go for programs, I meet him. Then he was like, why is it that he's meeting me constantly? And I said, I don't know. But maybe it's for a purpose, but he has to check himself. Because if you feel there's a grace upon your life and you want to get somewhere, you have to watch some things, because you by sliding and you need to receive the grace, even though you have the anointing on you, all right. But to get to a point in time in your life, you'll be stagnant and you wouldn't move your spiritual life to anywhere.
If the preacher will not stand up, let the preacher. Let the preacher preach the preacher. If the preacher will not do the right thing, let the preacher preach the preacher. You have preached. You have preached.
So he was
come
like,
and take offering. You have preached. Okay.
So he was like, okay, he'll check himself. Then I was like, he should pray that God gives him the strength to control what he goes through. my question was, he was like, he had a feeling of settling with me. Okay. That's what I was like, okay, I have to pray for confirmation.
But you shouldn't keep boundaries. He wants to settle with you, but you shouldn't keep boundaries because he's a man of God. Holy Spirit, wherever he is, give him a knock for us in the name of Jesus. You see, this is the most difficult part of ministry. It's not the puppet work. It is holding on to your integrity. And let me tell you, one of the key things to note in decision making to settle with anyone is the person's integrity. Anybody that stands on the puppet to say don't fornicate and comes to you and say let's secretly fornicate doesn't have integrity. And anybody that doesn't have integrity doesn't have respect for vows. So it is possible that you may marry on Saturday, by Wednesday he will threaten you with divorce because he doesn't have respect for vows. One of the most dangerous people to watch out for is people that don't have integrity. If you make a mistake, and probably because he may be anointed, such people are also gifted. To your mistake, Robesha won't come. Your mistake, Robesha won't come. You know, if you make a mistake and marry such a person, it will shock you that the same way he couldn't control himself and is asking for a boundaryless relationship, to shock you that he'll give you reasons why he slept with somebody that came for counseling after marriage. It will shock you. It will shock you. Find a God-fearing man. Don't find a ministry man. Find somebody that fears God. There are many people working for God who don't fear him. So you see, relax. Somebody who fears God will come. That person may not carry a title, but he respects the word of God. Those are the people to really choose. Ignore him. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Satan, don't be moved. It doesn't mean anything. You see, mumu bebre wawa. Epa mumu ni pa faso da da mono. Eh yawo. Can you imagine? Say ye test yawo. Ye test ye yawo program unti. It's a sign. Me siri ano siri yese. Can you imagine? And some of you believe in very nasty signs. Very nasty signs. There are things that some of you people are using to keep you in relationship. A man came to me recently and started telling me the things in his marriage. A man of God. He has run away from his own church and gone to another town to set up another one. Because when he was about to marry, there was a God-fearing lady that everything within him was pointing to the lady. But another lady showed up that is a prophetess. And the lady started giving him very dangerous revelations. So he thought that ministry was about somebody who is anointed to prophesy. And today he is finished. When he finished preaching, the lady also comes to pick microphone. and start to prophesy. Whilst he's preaching, the lady is telling him, be fast, be fast. Finish and let me take over. So he has to leave the church for him and go and start another church. And he said that when he went there, for all these years he went there, their membership is still 12. But where the lady took over was a big one, because that is where God has planted him. But he's afraid that if the lady says time up and he doesn't release the microphone, the lady will misbehave in the church. And he kept on moving people out of the church. So he has to leave the church for the prophetess. And move beyond found anointing. Anointing for new moon. Obey good relationship. No, we are be found. Not would you be good? He will finish you. My dear one, focus on a God-fearing person. Never let anybody use anointing to corner you into his bed. It will shock you. Those anointed people too, the moment he finished sleeping with you, he begins to behave as though you were a Delilah. You are a Delilah that has brought him down. Criminals, what have you made me do? See what I've done. Who told you to come here? Those people, they are dangerous. They are dangerous. So listen, if anybody comes around that he's an anointed man, he's an anointed woman, that is powerful. That is powerful. Let them follow the word of God. If they can't follow, listen to me. You don't know that the battles you fight in your marriage, major battles you fight in your marriage, is because of premarital sex. You don't know. I don't know anyone either. I'm telling you, my whole life, the people I fear, criminals, eh? If criminals repent, they are sober. But unrepentant anointed people, eh? My whole life, the people I fear are so-called people called by God. The things they are able to do. They just sleep with you and leave you. They just sleep with you and leave you. The moment they sleep with you, the next thing is that I want to settle with God. And your formula or method, I want to settle with God. I want to settle with God. I'm not shocked. We are so funny there. But no, we are crying. What's our crock roll say in CBM? Now, anointed people know. We are not the blame, not also. Say, what the blame? I say, what the major? You'll be in catching. Say, be careful, be careful, be careful. Until be careful, like, I'll say,
If you are warning somebody, if you are warning somebody against a human being, you say be careful. If you are warning them against wild dogs, you say beware. Okay, be careful. Montiasia, beware. Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity. Papa, please, there's this young man around me. And so we've been friends for a while. We've been friends for a
don't
while.
Don't do A as if you don't have some around you.
We've been friends for a while, and he's a very good Christian and someone that I've prayed about and someone that I would want to marry. But unfortunately, I've been friend zoned.
You have been?
I've been friend zoned.
Wait, I'm a civilization ruler. Nanya, can you keep mommy? I said, "Baby, can you keep mommy and auntie as here? You have been friend zoned. Where do you have my name? You don't know." Okay.
But so I don't know what I can do because this is someone whom I've watched over a period of time, and I know that this is the kind of person that I want to marry. But unfortunately for me, he's also telling me that he just wants to be a brother and a friend, and I don't know what I can do.
Let me tell something. Please let me talk. The most painful part is that you have seen in him what you are looking for to settle down. But the issue here is, it's possible he has not yet seen the totality of what he's looking for. Number two, it may be possible that he's confused. It may be possible that in that zone, there are more friends. So, it's not just you. But there may be others. So, it looks like a competition. What do you have to do? Alpha.
Alpha.
So, let me show you what to do. Have you made him know that you're interested in him?
Yes.
You've made him know?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But where have you been, a man, my lady? Would you be out of the shop? Hey! You want my sex now, that's it. You are in about four friends, you know. Oh, but I'm not telling you. Let me tell you something. Now you've made him know. The advice is stay back. It's difficult. It's difficult. But stay back. When people find something that is available, they play around. Listen to me, that's the gospel truth I'll tell you. When people realize that this one is available, he'll go and test with you still at the back and will find a way to be sustaining you around to make sure. So one day with the wire, let's save the data. So what you have to do is that you stay back a little. Don't let your heart go all out. Begin to now open your heart for any other person that shows up. It's difficult. Because what you are doing, the danger is that you may be blind towards anybody that shows up. And you are looking out for just one. And that one too is looking out for others. So the only way you can establish your value in this friend zone is to withdraw back. let the person know you are ready to live life with or without him. And very soon, it will shock you that you will receive a text message. Can we do this together? Yes. Nipa, nipa mpe adia edahokwa. And one thing at this life, I thought that for packaging. And my young will say, what the hell? And young Tron, and your Bonnie and come back, sir, what do you be? Mingo, my family, sir. I'll show you something. Never let people feel you are free. You'll be taken for granted. Always let people know there are other suitors. Because even if there are no, Jesus is. Jesus, you are not that free. Who now kwasa? Now kwe tisa se se we wu mo bo anware wa. Share. When you train a ye ye, and I met you soon. This life runs with values, and only you can place value on you. Oh, come on, is that okay? I remember when I was in school. I was like half. But you said one naira per pound. Personality wise, I didn't come close. But I sustained a level of integrity and value. So there were 6 past guys chasing the girls in the class. But one semester, every semester, I go early for evangelism. So one semester, I went early. Then a lady came to visit me. She kept on calling before school, asking me when I will come to school. So I was in one in a room. So I just told her the time I'll be coming. So I just went to school preparing for us to go for evangelism here and there. And then I received a call from her. I'm coming. Wait. And the moment she came, this before God and man, the moment she came, I'm offering her a chair in the room. She threw herself. Listen. Listen. This is a bed somebody collapsed, went off. Instead of them to carry him to hospital, they came breaking my door. Opened the door, carried the person, placed him on the bed, and they all left. That is how they believed in the bed I sleep on. Placed the collapsed guy on the bed and left. And the guy was there. I laid hands on the guy, went behind to go and pray. By the time I came back, the guy was seated. This same bed. The lady came and threw herself on the bed. So immediately, I said, okay, do you want to sleep? Feel free. I picked up my laptop and went to the TV room. I went to the TV room. I was in the TV room. I saw her coming to the TV room. We spoke for about 10 minutes. I moved again to the bedroom. And then she came back to the bedroom. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. She came back to the bedroom. And then immediately, I told her that I have to be going somewhere. So he can excuse me. She said, oh, I want to sleep a bit. I said, okay. So I called a friend of mine and told him that so and so has come here and has said he wants to sleep on my bed. this is me. Let's meet at the gate. I am going out. I'm going to hang around here. I'll come back. When I have gone to see that about 2 hours time, she 2 hours the nurse said, "What in your area?" Listen, it didn't take even 30 minutes. The lady called me that she's leaving. Then I made the friend go and pick the key. And she left. Listen. I went to school. We started lectures. Then another lady came to me and told me that we now know that you are a man of God. I said, "Why?" He said, he started pointing. They were like 5 or 6. He said, "Last semester, we bet that you are not the way you say you are, and we see you to be. So we bet on you. And this one said he can sleep with you. So when he came, we were all aware. We were all aware that he was coming." He said, "Now we know. That is why you will find people writing under my post on Facebook, 'We knew him from class 4. We knew him from class 5. If I had messed up, they would have showed up. All these girls, if they had gotten me, they would have showed up and said that, 'This guy you are healing, be careful around him.' It was after that they told me that it was a bet on my life. If I had slept with her, I was not the most handsome, I was not the most intelligent, I was not nothing, but a value was placed on my life. Value. If you place value on you, people want you. Am I telling somebody here?
Yes.
Another one happened to me some time ago. Those were when I was young. And then there, nobody has that. Yes. Somebody sent a message suggesting something. So I called Kofi. I said, "Kofi, look at my reply. Look at my reply." Then I replied. I told Kofi, "Check my reply." I replied. That time I was a pastor somewhere. I replied. Later, somebody was in saloon. Then the saloon girls, the lady was passing by. The saloon girls started laughing at her. That this girl said he's going to that church, he will get the pastor. And he went and the pastor bounced him. There are many of you where even the tempter thought that you will bounce her. So it has shocked her that you didn't bounce her. I'm telling you, even the tempter. So there are many of you where the easiest way to go is to place value on your life. If a man wants to sleep with you and he doesn't get it, he starts to long for you than even Miss Ghana. That's the way to keep a man around you. Never give it. Never make the man feel that you over need him. Otherwise, they will come and be going. They'll be coming and be going. Am I blessing somebody here? Yes. And men, place value on yourself. The righteous is as bold as a lion. Come into me and come. But I say, "Oh yeah, why? Maybe when you ma boboni echi. Why? Because that's it. I have no business with you. You have set a short time to live on earth. Don't sell your value. Keep it." Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
The easiest way to get someone to marry you is to keep your value even in the relationship. Keep it. Keep it. Do I have lovers here?
Yes.
Are we keeping our values?
Yes.
It's not only ladies, so men.
Yes.
Yes, Miss
yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Do you know a man too can be cheap? Some men are cheap. Oh. Every girl they see, they go and chase. They are just cheap. Shebe maybe a name cause are you cheap? Why should your wife or your girlfriend be uncomfortable? It's a sign that you are cheap. It's a sign that you are cheap. If you go out and your girlfriend is worried. If you go out, your wife is worried. Even at 11 p.m., she shouldn't be worried. If you sleep and your wife is searching your phone, you are cheap. Now, a password. It is not even money you are protecting. It is text messages. You are cheap. It's not that you are protecting your email. It's not that you are protecting your email. You are just protecting a common text message because you requested for somebody's naked pictures. The level of some people's cheapness, it has doctorate degree. Listen to me. The things I teach is not the normal one. I'll tell you the truth. If you pick it, it will help you. If you ignore it too, we will meet later. It's as simple as that. Why should your wife come and meet you talking to somebody and she's worried? What have you been doing? What has he caught you before with? You have lost your integrity. You have lost your value. That's not that value again. My school fees are the mama.
Next, on Love Clinic.
Say now we know girl that will come one. A bear kakra. Time will be drew. No, who say be more to come one? No, I shall say my change or no yeah. Say no, no yeah, no maybe we will shop her. I feel bear kakra no. A cow will shop up so be check your head over. Because she can't trust.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.